Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, once again, I know it's been a little bit of a stretch this time, but SCW Radio returning to the airwaves. I know we were off the air for about 2 weeks. A lot of big SCW stuff to talk about tonight. Kind of a lot of the reason why the last 2 weeks have been a little bit silent here at SCW Entertainment up until here recently. But a lot of big news coming out this week, and a lot of big news still yet to officially be announced. But we're going to talk about some stuff here on SCW Radio this week. First and foremost, thanks for bearing with us, guys. And as always, if you want to call into SCW Radio this week, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. You want to call in, the lines are open. And all, as always, the chat room also open right here on Blog Talk Radio. So feel free to shoot us any questions or comments. We'll address them live here on SCW Radio. Now, like I said, it's been 2 weeks, so a bit to catch up on. First and foremost, if anybody didn't catch it, TJ Boss has, in fact, been medically cleared after the attack by Tanner Stone, Sean Storm, and Scott Pierce at the end of the Best at the Best event back in February. So all TJ Boss fans out there, you don't have to worry. He will be in action at CyberSlam. We got a lot of upcoming information on that event that's coming up very soon, guys. As a matter of fact, we've been told in the coming days we're going to be learning about this CyberSlam event coming up. But, yeah, TJ Boss, cleared to wrestle. He will be back in the ring. And I got to tell you, he's definitely going to have his eyes set on a certain somebody. We'll get to that in just one moment. What the hell? Let's go ahead and talk about it now. You know, we've been saying for the last 2 weeks previous to this one that there'd been a lot of silence on SCW social media, the radio show being canceled. A lot of official business has been going on behind the scenes here, and I think that's all kind of culminated with the announcement that was made 2 days ago. And I'll read it verbatim here, the announcement that was made. Over the last several weeks, there have been ongoing negotiations that can now be discussed publicly. After the attack at Best of the Best, TJ Boss demanded that SCW Entertainment do whatever necessary to re-sign Tanner Stone, and after said negotiations, Mr. Stone has agreed to return to SCW Entertainment under one condition, that he is stated officially as SCW champion. That condition has been met, and as of March 16th, Tanner Stone is officially back with SCW Entertainment and has been reinstated as its champion. Now, this does not mean that TJ Boss will be stripped of his championship. And with that said, SCW recognizes both TJ Boss and Tanner Stone as its heavyweight champion. Of course, more on this huge development coming soon. Now, it's official, guys. It's something that over the last 3 months, I didn't think was going to be going on. I didn't think we'd ever see Tanner Stone back here at SCW Entertainment. There's been a lot of speculation as to how long Tanner plans on being here, what dates he signed up for, how long will he be here, and how will he be utilized while he's here. I think there's a lot of people out there. And, yeah, there are a handful of guys that I think are Tanner Stone, Scott Storm supporters that feel like they may be dealt a raw hand here, but I got to tell you, it's SCW Entertainment. I think everyone has pretty much a level playing field here, so it's going to be interesting to see Tanner Stone not only back at SCW Entertainment, reinstated as champion. We have two SCW heavyweight champions for the first time in history, even represented with two different championship belts, Tanner Stone holding the old SCW championship, TJ Boss the holder of the brand new championship belt. So it's going to be very interesting to see where we go from here. I think a lot of people out there automatically go to the point that one company, one champion. But, you know, that's something that simply can't be right now. In order for TJ to get what he wanted, in order for the fans to get what they wanted, some concessions had to be made, and I think they've been made in a way to where both sides can win. So it's a very interesting time here at SCW Entertainment, and that kind of brings us to CyberSlam. Excuse me. I know a lot of you guys have probably seen some of the promotional artwork that's already been coming out for this year's CyberSlam event. I'm excited for it. CyberSlam's always been a big show here at SCW Entertainment. It's a show where once a year, you, the SCW fans, essentially control what goes on at the event. And this year, as I've been told, is going to be absolutely no different. You, the SCW fans, are going to control everything from challengers for championship matches, what match types competitors will face off in, stipulations, guest referees, you name it. You have the power at CyberSlam. As it's always been, CyberSlam this year will be absolutely no different. Now, as I said earlier in the show, there are several individuals telling me that in the coming days, you, the SCW fans, are going to be let in on all the when and where of the upcoming CyberSlam event. However, what we can go ahead and announce right now is not one, but two huge main events for that upcoming CyberSlam event. Now, I'll preface this by saying, guys, you'll definitely want to keep your eyes peeled to SCW Entertainment's social media, Facebook, Twitter, our official website. You're definitely going to want to keep your eyes peeled there because there's going to be a lot of information coming out about CyberSlam in the next several days, like I said, as far as the when and the where. But we're going to announce two huge main events for that show here momentarily. But before we do that, just so everyone knows out there, you want to keep up with the CyberSlam event with the information that's going to be coming out in several days about that. You can do so with the following links and URLs. Of course, our official website, you can find that at scwentertainment.com. We're on Facebook at SCW Entertainment, URL facebook.com/SCW Entertainment09. You can find us at Twitter at SCW Greenwood. Of course, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Right here each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We're at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment for SCW Radio. Of course, instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. And, as always, south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And, guys, of course, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment, and you can find us on various websites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, and SoundCloud. So, guys, we're there all over social media, all over the World Wide Web. No reason why the SCW fans can't be following, friending, liking, sharing, what have you. Everything with SCW Entertainment. So there you go, guys. Make sure you keep those eyes peeled to those links and URLs because there's going to be a lot of CyberSlam information coming up in the next several days. We're going to be letting you guys know the when and the where on where this year's CyberSlam is going to be going down at. Now, we said we were going to announce two huge matches for this upcoming event, and I've been given clearance to go ahead and do it. The first of which, we all know, CyberSlam is an event that is, in a lot of ways, glorified around the Internet Championship. Our fans online vote for these stipulations and match types and challengers. So, of course, the Internet Championship would be the marquee match, as it always is, the headline match. So, in the main event at CyberSlam, based off of a lot of, the goings-on, I guess, at the Best of the Best tournament, we can confirm a triple threat main event for the SCW Internet Championship as James Hall will defend against Antonio Smith and Anderson Strong. That's right, guys. The Internet Championship it has historically been defended in various triple threat matches at CyberSlam in the main event, and this year will be no different. Once again, to reiterate, it will be James Hall defending the SCW Internet Championship in the main event against Antonio Smith and Anderson Strong, triple threat match. Now, the interesting part is It is CyberSlam, so you, the fans, are going to have a say in this match. And the polls for this match will be going up very soon, as soon as the information on the when and the where for CyberSlam is made public. But what we will say right now, without giving away too much, is that you, the fans, will decide what type of triple threat match these three men will compete in for that internet championship. We do know that much. That coming very soon. The polls will be released as soon as the information is being released to the public. Now, going back, we said not one but two big main event matches revealed for CyberSlam, and we're going to go ahead right now and announce another one. And this may be one of the biggest tag team belts in the history of SCW Entertainment. It's going down at CyberSlam, guys. You know, a lot of people want to see it, and we're going to go ahead and give them a taste of what they want to see. So let's go ahead and announce it, because at CyberSlam, one of, and that sounds very weird to say, one of the SCW heavyweight champions, TJ Boss, will team with the Lone Wolf, Dean Richards, to take on the reformation of the Perfect Storm, the other SCW heavyweight champion, Tanner Stone, and Sean Storm. Guys, that match right there, in my estimation, there's a lot of pent-up frustration in this one. We've seen the grudge over the last several months, dating back to September, between Dean Richards and Sean Storm. We've seen their battles at WrestleFest 6, Gold Rush, even Best of the Best back in February. So that one goes without saying, and I got to tell you, another one that even goes without saying is this beef between TJ Boss and Tanner Stone. I would have to pretty much say these guys being co-heavyweight champions, I don't think there's going to be very much co about it. These guys, to make a long story short, they hate each other. Dating back all the way to November, these two have been literally fighting tooth and nail over that championship. Actually have to refer to it as the championships because of the situation that's been going on between the two of them. It's been well documented, talking about TJ and Tanner, what went down at Toys for Tots last December. It's been well documented, the Tanner Stone Scott Pierce fiasco. It's been well documented the TJ Boss winning this new championship at Best of the Best, Tanner Stone returning in a 3-on-1 attack on him. It doesn't get a whole lot more personal than what's going on between TJ Boss and Tanner Stone, and I believe that this tag team match is going to be off the charts. Just to reiterate for anyone who missed that announcement, SCW Heavyweight Champion TJ Boss teams with Dean Richards to take on SCW Heavyweight Champion Tanner Stone and Sean Storm, the Perfect Storm, reuniting Tanner Stone's very first match in SCW Entertainment since December the 13th of last year. It's been a long time coming. Like we said earlier in the show, it's something that I don't think any of us ever thought we'd actually get to see. This tag team bout is set. Now, the question is, you, the SCW fans, it is CyberSlam. What will you be voting on? And I'll tell you, once again, very little being announced about this as far as those polls that, like I said, they're going to be going up as soon as we make all this information public. But what we do know and what I can announce right here on SCW Radio is that you, the SCW fans, will be selecting the guest referee for that tag team matchup. So there you go, guys. Already, before the CyberSlam announcement of the time, the when, and the where, we can already tell you the two huge main events that are going to be going down that night. And really quickly, just to reiterate, Internet Championship on the line. James Hall defends against Anderson Strong and Antonio Smith. The three of those, I think, are going to be fighting tooth and nail over that Internet Championship. You, the SCW fans, will decide what type of triple threat is going to be going into CyberSlam. Those polls are going to be up very soon. Also, TJ Boss, SCW Heavyweight Champion, teams with Dean Richards to face the other SCW Heavyweight Champion, Tanner Stone and Sean Storm. And you, the fans, will decide who will be the guest referee for that epic tag team bout. So there you go, guys. I got to tell you, I personally can't wait for the announcement of the when and the where for this upcoming CyberSlam event. With already two huge main events announced, you got to know the rest of the card's going to shape up to be just as exciting as those matches. So I can't wait. I know you guys can't wait. So like I said earlier, the best way to keep up with what's going to be going on there is, of course, right here on SCW Radio, because we'll be here every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. And as always, the late breaking news, you're going to find it first on Facebook. I think we can all agree with that, that the Facebook is probably our most active social media account. And, you know, with over 1,600 likes, you could probably see why. So there you go, guys. Huge CyberSlam news there. Two big, huge main events made. Definitely make sure you keep your eye on the Facebook, the Twitter, all of our various websites, because news and information on CyberSlam coming very soon, as well as the polls will be released. You, the SCW fans, are going to decide a guest referee in that huge tag team match, what type of triple threat match the main event's going to be, and several, and I mean several more matches that will be added that are being negotiated right now to the CyberSlam card in the coming days and weeks. So there you go, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up this week's episode of SCW Radio. I think we did a good job this week kind of getting back into the fold of things after a two-week absence. A lot of huge news on this episode of SCW Radio. Definitely going to share this one, make sure all the SCW fans know about what's coming up here in the near future. And not to sound like a broken record, but make sure you keep your eyes peeled to the social media and the website, guys. CyberSlam news is going to be coming out any day now. And as the SCW Council has informed all of us, it's going to be huge. And with those two blockbuster main event announcements, I'm pretty sure you guys see where we're going with this one. SCW is going to be returning in a very big way with CyberSlam. And also, we'd like to go ahead and make sure everyone's aware that SCW Entertainment's got a lot of big things coming up here, guys, not just the CyberSlam event. The tech department is working really hard on the WrestleFest anthology, that being WrestleFest 1 through 6 in one set. It's going to be available at SCW events very soon. Blaze of Glory 6 coming up very soon as well, guys. A lot of big shows, a lot of big matches coming up here in the future at SCW Entertainment. So, one more time, going to pound this into your guys' heads here. Keep your eyes peeled. SCW Entertainment on Facebook, Twitter, all those links and URLs we gave out earlier, because there's going to be a lot of big news coming out any day now. excuse me. Now, it appears we do have a caller here in the queue, so we got about 10 minutes left. So why not, guys? Let's go ahead and answer this caller. Last four digits, 1801. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
You have a caller. Is that what you refer to me? I mean, is that what I'm known now as, just a caller?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I give you a big grand introduction. Is that what you were looking for?
Absolutely, because once again, I accomplished what I set out to accomplish. Tanner Stone has been reinstated. Tanner Stone has been crowned the rightful champion of SCW. All is right with the world. Except for one little thing
who's
been bothering me for a couple of weeks now, yeah. There's one little issue I have. Do you really want to know?
I'm sure there are curious parties out there. Let's hear it.
See, you lost a retirement match, which in my eyes means that you would never put your hand on the talent again because you know that you couldn't handle it in the ring anymore. So you hung your boots up, you moved on. That's fine. That was your decision, whatever. And then you made this little mistake of throwing me out of a building when I am still in the contract with this company. And you just can't do that. You can't cross that line. There have got to be repercussions to your actions.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I think that you hit the nail on the head when you say there's got to be repercussions. And I think that you made a decision based off a friendship you have with Tanner Stone, and for God knows why, a newly acquired friendship with Scott Pierce, given your history with him. I don't know where that came from, but I guess, you know, birds of a feather. But I agree. You definitely should feel a repercussion for throwing your name into the hat with those two guys and attacking TJ Balls from behind.
Look, you've said it before, okay? I'll say it for you once again. the results are what matter, okay? What matters is that I was screwed out of that championship. I should technically still be the champion in my eyes, but we can debate that if you want. Another place, another time. The fact is that once again, Dean Richards used an illegal maneuver to win a match against me. I should have advanced in the tournament. He puts his hands on me when I'm running in there to try and help him out against Anderson Strong. Nothing's done about that. We do what we have to do, okay? We took matters into our own hands. Since the company wasn't going to do it, we took care of business. And if I have to leave TJ Boss laying as part of that, all the better, man. You know my history with that guy. Tag team champions. I proved I'm the better man in the Hunger Games. It's simple facts, really. It's just you don't want to see it and you don't want to face it. We're the best thing this company has.
Well, you know what? You're going to have the opportunity to prove that. You're going to have the opportunity to prove that at SummerSlam. It's going to be the reuniting, I guess you would say, the reformation of the Perfect Storm against TJ Boss and Dean Richards. So you have your opportunity
to prove
what you're saying over the last several months that you're
the
best thing
there
going.
There is no reunification. We have been and we have always been the best tag team around. And all personal feelings towards myself and Mr. Stone aside, even you, let's just face it, you are a pretty good tag team guy yourself, have to admit, we are absolutely one of the best tag teams SCW has ever had, if not the best tag team this company ever had. We dominated that division. Do they really want to have to deal with me and Tanner again? Is that really what you guys want? That's just asking for trouble.
I think
this is what that is.
I honestly have to question if it's what they want or is it really what you guys want. It seems like Tanner did a lot of running there for about 3 months to get away from TJ Boss. And, we've seen what Dean Richards can do. He's a legitimate competitor.
You call it running, but doesn't he have exactly what he wanted the entire time? He still has the championship. You can't strip him of the title. We've basically proven that fact over and over. You don't want to do that. So in your best interest, I would personally recommend that you just, cancel this little tag team match for the safety of Dean Richards and TJ Boss, because it's not fair to them.
Well, the interesting thing I think that a lot of people aren't taking into consideration is, and I'm sure the council was well aware of this, by reinstating Tanner Stone as the champion, re-signing him to the company, that means he's subject to whatever match this company wants to put him in, and that's for that championship. Well, isn't that the way it works? We're not really doing anything out of bounds, I wouldn't think. We have a champion under our banner who works for us. That means he's going to defend that title when and where the council sees fit. I think his lucky star is
let's face facts. When has Sean Storm ever done what this company wants me to do?
You're a company guy. You're absolutely right. I'm sure you believe that, Sean.
Yeah. And the esteemed company that I keep, because let's just face it, I'm better than everyone else here. It's not disputable. I've conquered everything before me. I've done everything asked of me, whether people liked it or not. I had Dean Richards. Let's go back to your little thing earlier you said there when you were going over the recap of the show and all. Do you not remember how the match ended? I was literally about 2 seconds away from hitting Dean Richards' own move on him, knocking his little overrated ass out and moving on in the tournament. And judging by the reaction of the crowd there, I don't feel like the people ever believed that I could do it.
Well, you talk about a lot about what you almost did, but do we want to talk about what actually happened?
I will tell you what has happened before in this company, okay? Whether you like us, whether you hate us, whether you love to hate us, it really doesn't matter. Because the fact is, we accomplished things that no one else can do. We used James Hall. We used Sean Vann. Where the hell is that Mr. Richie at? We used him, we abused him, and when the time was right, we made our next move because we're always one step ahead. Richie's nowhere to be found. Sean Vann's no longer in the ring, so he really can't do anything about it other than spread his opinion to the people, and lie, but that's his right to do so, I guess, if it comes to that. And James Hall is simply terrified of me. I mean...
Well, how is that any different than what you're doing right now? I mean, you're spreading your opinion, air quotes, to everyone listening. I don't see how that's any different.
You want to know how it's different?
Of course. I'd love to hear this.
There's a pretty good talent scout in the state that respects me and Tanner Stone, and if you people had any common sense, you would show a little of that respect to us as well. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Well, I think most people would, if they knew this talent scout you're referring to, if they knew him, they'd understand why he throws in with the two of you.
And what is that supposed to mean? Because at one time, you had no problem throwing in with me. You had no problem. Weren't you the guy that invited the Perfect Storm to join the board? Because that was your idea the entire time, right? I mean, you're the guy that was
stupid enough to make mistakes.
See, the difference is that is a perfect example. You made the mistake of trusting me and giving me your tag team rematch. I took advantage of your mistake. That's what I do. That's what I'm best at. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to go in the ring and think that I'm going to go face-to-face with an Anderson Strong, someone I actually do have a little respect for now, to physically destroy him. Outsmart, outthink, outmaneuver, outstrategize. It's what I do best. And if I have to do it in a tag team match once again against two of the guys that I pretty much have no respect for, unfortunately, I'll do it again. And the fact is, whether you like me or not, you have to admit to every single person listening out there, I'm going to have a game plan. I'm going to accomplish that game plan. And whether you like it or not, my hand will be raised at the end of this match. Just tell the people the truth. No one game plans like the Perfect Storm game plans.
Well, you know, I hope for your sake that you're right because, you know, looking at your track record here recently at SCW Entertainment, you haven't exactly been raking in the wins a whole lot.
That you taking cheap shots now? Is that where you're going?
Just simply pointing out the obvious here that I don't believe you've had a victory since September.
It's not about victories. It's about accomplishments and goals. Tanner Stone is the SCW champion. Scott Pierce is the rightful GM of this company. And as long as I'm best friends with those two guys, I mean, I've got it made. Who's going to do anything to me? How are you going to get to me when you got to go through Tanner Stone? There's nothing people can do.
I'll give you that. Tanner Stone and Scott Pierce still wield a lot of power around here. I may not agree with how they went about it, but they do. I won't lie and take that away from you.
And you know better than anybody. If I find where the power is and call it whatever you want, I respect that power.
So, I mean, is this essentially your admittance that you're going to throw in with whoever is in power? That you have no loyalty at all?
Well, I have loyalty to one person in particular. I mean, that's kind of how this whole thing works.
Well, Sean Storm, you know just as well as any former guest, we got a little less than a minute and a half left, so we're going to go ahead and do the closing thoughts. So we now know at CyberSlam, tag team, I'll go ahead and say it, epic blockbuster tag team matchup, the Perfect Storm, SCW Heavyweight Champion Tanner Stone and Sean Storm team to face the other SCW Heavyweight Champion, TJ Boss and Dean Richards. Your thoughts on CyberSlam and going forward here?
So my thoughts are pretty simple. I'm going to ask you two simple questions, and I want you to give a fair and honest answer because that's what you are now as a journalist, right?
Well, yes, but okay. I'm going to be honest. That's the thing. You got to remember that. I'm going to be honest.
All right, then. So regardless of your personal feelings toward any of the men involved in this match, let's face it, who is the more accomplished tag team, who knows each other better, and who is going to work together better?
Oh, you guys, no questions coming from me as far as a tag team goes.
All right,
guys, former tag team champ. I won't take that away from you.
With a Hall of Famer on our side, let's not forget that little fact. And my second and most important question of all, do you really think that TJ Boss can trust Dean Richards? Because Dean Richards feels like he should have won that tournament. I kind of see a little jealousy there every time he looks at TJ Boss and people recognize him as the champion. So I might have to watch my back if I'm TJ Boss, because think you can trust Dean Richards. I sure wouldn't do it if I was in his shoes, and I'm not, you know, trying to spread an opinion around or anything and cause any trouble, but I don't really trust Dean Richards. I mean, can you truly say if you were TJ Boss that you would trust Dean Richards not to have your back in this match? I mean, Dean is
You have to take into consideration there are two heavyweight champions at this juncture, and I'm pretty sure Dean Richards has more respect for TJ Boss than he does Tanner Stone. I think that's the thing a lot of people seem to be overlooking right now. With two heavyweight championship belts out there, both fully acknowledged by SCW Entertainment, it's very interesting to see, I think, in the upcoming future for both those championship belts.
You want my final thought? Here you go. It's pretty simple. Dean Richards, I know you're out there listening. I know you don't like to call into the radio and you're the silent type. That's fine. I understand that. I respect that. Here's the thing. Do the smart thing, okay? Whether you like myself, Tanner, and Scott or not, abandon your tag team partner. Let us take care of TJ Boss. You can walk right in the door, take advantage, and get that championship. We all know you want it. We can see it in your eyes. Do the smart thing. You know you want to.
All right, well, there you have it, guys. Sean Storm looking to add Dean Richards to this little collection of individuals you guys have going on over there between yourself, Tanner, and Scott. Big tag team matchup coming up at CyberSlam. Like I said, we all know CyberSlam has been one of the bigger events in SCW history. And as I've reiterated several times, guys, I can't say it enough. Want to make sure you all listen to SCW Radio each week. Want to make sure you guys are on top of what's going on our website and our social media accounts, because in the coming days, all the CyberSlam news and information will be revealed to the public, and you, the SCW fans, can see the Triple Threat Internet Championship matches James Hall defends against Anderson Strong and Antonio Smith. You, the fans, via an Internet poll, what type of Triple Threat match it will be. Also, as we've been talking about with Sean Storm here on the line with us, epic tag team matchup, guys. It is going to be co-SCW Heavyweight Champion TJ Boss and Dean Richards taking on co-SCW Heavyweight Champion Tanner Stone and Sean Storm. You, the SCW fans, will be able to select the guest referee for that matchup via internet poll. So all the options for the triple threat match, all the options for the tag team guest referee will be made available to each and every one of you guys via internet polls coming very soon as all the information for CyberSlam is released. So there you go, guys. I think we got a lot accomplished here on this week's episode of SCW Radio. I'll reluctantly thank Sean Storm for calling in and giving us his 2 cents this week. Want to thank everyone out there for listening. And, guys, we will be back next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., same time, same place, for another edition of SCW. Till then, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.